Rep. Boebert, Ilhan Omar hung up on me when I asked her to apologize for anti-Semitic rhetoric. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 29, 2021. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, reportedly hung up on Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, after Boebert asked Omar to apologize for her anti-Semitic rhetoric during a phone call between the two regarding Boebert's alleged anti-Muslim rhetoric. Boebert said in a video, "She kept asking for a public apology. So I told Ilhan Omar that she should make a public apology to the American people for her anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-police rhetoric. She continued to press, and I continued to press back. And then Representative Omar hung up on me." Rejecting an apology and hanging up on someone is part of cancel culture 101, and a pillar of the Democrat Party, she continued. In 2019, Omar came under fire for posting an anti-Semitic cartoon by an artist who participated in Iran's Holocaust denial contest to her Instagram account. She also accused pro-Israel Americans of having an allegiance to a foreign country, a common anti-Semitic trope used by both the far left and far right. Further, Omar falsely alleged that members of Congress support Israel because they are paid to do so, which is a classic anti-Jewish stereotype. The feud between Boebert and Omar began on Thanksgiving after a video of Boebert surfaced where she joked that a Capitol Hill police officer mistakenly identified Omar as a terrorist. "I said, well, Omar doesn't have a backpack, we should be fine," Boebert said in the video. Boebert made a public apology for her remarks on Friday. She said, "I apologize to anyone in the Muslim community I offended with my comment about Rep. Omar. I have reached out to her office to speak with her directly. There are plenty of policy differences to focus on without this unnecessary distraction." Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, worked with House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, to facilitate a meeting between Boebert and Omar so that Congress can get back to talking to each other and working on the challenges facing the American people. However, Rep. Omar issued a conflicting statement about the reason she ended the phone call. Instead of apologizing for her Islamophobic comments and fabricated lies, Rep. Boebert refused to publicly acknowledge her hurtful and dangerous comments. "She instead doubled down on her rhetoric and I decided to end the unproductive call," Omar said. "This is not about one hateful statement or one politician. It is about a party that has mainstreamed bigotry and hatred. It is time for Republican leader McCarthy to actually hold his party accountable," said Omar.